showtime.
Welcome to the BS Show. I'm Bob Sansevier, joined by my daughter producer. Put that down.
You can't tell me what to do.
John, yes, I can. John Kreidler from Tattersall Distillery is here. Thank you to Jeff O'Brien. Tattersall is a client of yours. We're going to talk to him. He's making up some drinks, and Sam is... That's enough, Sam. Daddy doesn't want you to get drunk.
Life. I'm not going to get drunk.
You know what? I want to say thank you to Tom Bernard, the Tom Bernard Digital Radio Network, for inviting us to be part of the network. Thank you also to Brad, Sean, Bryant, always seeking justice for the injured. MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. SmartStart MN Ignition Interlock System, SmartStartMN.com. If you or someone you know is dealing with a DUI, they will get you back on the road seamlessly. MyPillow, MyPillow.com. You go there, radio listener page, type in the promo code THEBSSHOW, and you'll get four pillows. Two queen, or you get two king if you want, and a couple of the travel pillows, and send us the information. Make sure you show us that you... I've had people send me stuff that have gone to, like, the malls, and I don't have a million T-shirts, because some people think that just because they buy the pillows, they're entitled to the T-shirt. You actually have to use the BS Show promo code, and then we'll be happy to do that. Also, Chanticleer Pizza, Solidarity Health Share, Thomas Brand Homes, Minnesota Bank and Trust Mortgage Team, and Frontiersman. Mentioned the BS Show, 5% off a used gun. And now, Kevin Cusick from the Pioneer Press, TwinCities.com, at the loop now. Comic and movie critic. I haven't forgotten. Brian Miller, at Real Brian Miller on Twitter. Brian Miller Comedy, right?
Yep, that's it.
Should be movie critic, too, for his website. Jeff O'Brien, business and leisure attorney, and... brewery and distillery attorney, Jeff O'Brien, and he brought John Kreidler from Tattersall. And John, it's everyone who loves your drinks. I mean, you just were dispensing them here. And Sam loves the drink, but she's done. Brian, take that away from her.
I am not going to get drunk. Your wife has taught me
legally
well.
Drunk is what I'm worried about. Legally, not drunk. Legally drunk. Jeff, you could
stop
as an attorney.
Yeah, Jeff, see, I'm covered.
Jeff can explain that legally is different from, you know, feeling you're not drunk. Am I right or am I right? I think I'm right. Now, well, John,
I descend from Wisconsin blood. You have nothing to worry about.
Like most drunks, can't shut up. What did you make here? Because one of them is red and one of them is sort of a clearish yellow or limey look.
The red drink is a simple drink for people to make at home. Features our gin, our cranberry liqueur, ginger ale, and a lime. Equal parts. If you want to dilute a little bit, add more ginger ale. The second one is one of our classics at the cocktail room. It's called the Southside Cocktail. It's Tattersall Gin, a mint simple syrup, lime juice, and a little habanero bitters on top.
Now, Alex, Tom Bernard's daughter was in, and she's got a drink that she liked it very much. But she mentioned, oh, I've been wanting to go there. So what will they go to? You have a restaurant and a bar for people?
We have a cocktail room. It was a law that was changed in 2015 that allowed for micro distilleries to have cocktail rooms. And so think of it like a tap room for a brewery. We're serving cocktails. We don't do food, but we have a food truck. So every night that we're open, there's food available.
Like a lot of the brew pubs.
Exactly.
So do you have any deals with any local breweries, or can you, where they put their beer with you and you put you can't do that? It's not legal?
We can't. Nope. It's not legal. What we do with the breweries, though, we've worked with Bauhaus, Fulton, Surly, Sociable, the Cider House, is we're bringing their beer in by, you know, 5 to 1,000 gallons, and we're distilling it into whiskeys.
Really?
Aging that, which is pretty cool.
Is that normal?
It is?
Well, I mean, in terms of when you're distilling the liquid that you're distilling, at one point, there it's similar to what the liquid that's going through, the tanks at a brewery, too.
Really?
Similar process.
A steam beer is basically pre-whiskey, right?
I mean, all beer, basically whiskey in the earlier stages is just it's an unhopped beer. And you make a beer. We make beers for all of our spirits, and then you distill it. That increases the proof and the concentration of the alcohol.
Back when I was still drinking at Sisyphus, the guy would always give me a steam beer because he knew I was a whiskey guy. And he said, whiskey guys always like this. And I did.
They know what they're doing.
Okay, because I asked some of the – we've had some breweries come in. Let me ask you this.
Do you have a sea salt caramel of anything?
Not yet.
Sea salt caramel gin?
He asks this question to every single
person. But I'm just wondering, and why not? It's like the hot flavor.
It's really bad when he goes into pizzerias.
Yeah.
Oh, as a topping, it'd be terrific.
You're like a Ninja Turtle. You're putting weird stuff on your pizza.
I almost killed my mother because she's 90.
That's a weird casual confession.
Well, she's 91.
A wonderful story for Christmas.
Well, she's 91, and I send her, because years, she just got, you know, she basically asked me, don't send flowers anymore. You know, she didn't want that for, like, her birthday and Christmas. So what I sent her, she loves milk chocolate with any kind of nut in it. So I sent her, I also said, I'll mix up the caramels. I got her a sea salt caramel, and she said, well, they really can't have that because her legs, she has, like, water in her legs or, you know, they blow up. So she,
good job, Dad, trying to kill Grandma.
Well, if Grandma's eyes go bad, she may think that it says something else, like, ooh, caramel nougats or something. So she's staying away from them. So I made sure to just get her the, you know, I just go in like, a Lund's, Byerly's, or wherever they have all the fancy names of things and send those in.
I can send her half a pot cookie if my cat doesn't eat it.
Well, does it have peanuts in it?
No.
Or nuts?
Nope.
Because the nut thing would be, that's what she really likes. But anyway, that's sort of where I, basic thing is, though, sea salt caramel. Give it a thought.
Noted.
Now, where are you guys located for people that that want to swing over for the holidays?
Northeast Minneapolis. Basically on the corner of 18th and Central. We're on the back side.
You're not
side
far
of
from
building.
Here then either. Then.
No,
but
a mile.
10 minutes. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm guessing this is very popular this time of year for
tends to be popular at all times.
No, I mean, are you like standing room only? Or you?
Yeah.
It's always that way. They have a gorgeous cocktail room. It's really cool because, you know, you can sit in the you know, the nice chairs and stuff and have a drink, but then they've got a glass floor to ceiling glass partition, so you can see the manufacturing floor. You can see the stills. You can see everything there. I took a few of my senior partners over there one night, and they're more whiskey guys, and give them and John was gracious enough to give them a executive tour of the stills, and I swear to God, it was like taking kids to Disneyland.
How many shots are included in the executive tour?
Well, John, how now do you use when you distill it, are the stills the same as with the guys that make beer? Are they the same type? Are they specialty and different? Or
they're similar, but then an actual still, it's a totally different beast than what breweries are using.
Okay.
So on the front end, it's the same as a brewery, but then when it comes to distillation, it's a different beast.
And how many – you said you have gin, and you have that little jalapeno thing, right?
We do about 25 different spirits.
Oh, my God.
And then we make everything in-house that goes in the glass. All the juices are fresh squeezed.
Everything.
The tonics made ourselves. The bitters we make ourselves.
And what was the thing you were slapping?
Mint.
That was mint? Because he took it and it releases the flavor.
Correct.
I'm going to do that when I have lettuce in my salad. Give it a good slap.
I thought you were just trying to get it confident. Come on, you can do it. Come on, Mint. Yeah.
Now, do you have anything in there so you can give a little shake to it so we could, because we're going to take a quick break. And then I want to come back and, well, Kevin's here, Brian's here, Jeff O'Brien, who can give us a legal thought. And you certainly can give us a thought. So I'm sure a lot of people are ready to need a drink after this gopher thing.
Another great holiday story.
Yeah. Yeah, here, okay, so. Sorry, you don't have to put too much in. You don't have to really. You can actually just put ginger ale in and fake it because we make the same sound.
This is just like Twin Cities Live.
So tell us what you're mixing up.
Well, Sam,
right now.
Get your phone going.
What? She's too drunk for that, Bob.
Yeah, I left my phone at the studio by mistake.
Here, give her my phone and have her video some
of
this.
No, why don't you video it? You know how to hold it.
Because I'm lousy at this. Just put a little Facebook Live on it.
I. This is not going to happen fast enough.
He's got a few more things to do. He has to put the cap back on the gin. So, these are neat. How much? You have horses on your. Why the horse? Are you into horses?
Tattersall. The name Tattersall is a classic English plaid. It's two colors, evenly spaced, crosswoven on a whiter cream background. It's also the original horse brokerage house in the UK, dating back to the early 1700s.
If you're looking for some horses, I've got like four dozen. If you're,
okay, there we go.
At least that many.
Budweiser Clydesdales. You could have the Tattersall horses.
If you want to make a Tattersall horse, a mini or a pony, we can really help. And we have full size ones too.
That's going to be a weird tasting liquor, though.
I'm making out of.
They call it an acquired taste.
Yeah.
Instead of the hair of the horse.
Yeah, yeah. Notes instead of the hay.
Hair, instead of the hair of the dog.
Literally.
All right, Sam, get a little bit of that, and then can you do two things at once? Take the break, and then because
oh,
you
can. Of course, I can.
All right, give it a little shake. Huh?
Yeah, that's a satisfying sound.
Listen to that.
Very
John
nice.
Kreidler,
so
what are
you, so tell distillery. I think you already said it, but tell us again what you're mixing up right now.
This is, well, it's similar to the south side, but this one has a little grapefruit in it. So it's we call it a grapefruit south side. Just a nice little riff on the original cocktail.
And that's a grapefruit crema.
Yep, crema. And so it's basically a grapefruit liqueur. So as a liqueur means it has a little bit of
if you
sugar
put
in
milk
it.
In it, it becomes a grapefruit crema.
There you go.
They also now, before we go, but they also have a sour cherry liqueur, and it was actually it's a little historical. That is the first Minnesota produced liqueur post prohibition.
Really? Mm-hmm. Well, that's neat. And this is definitely supposed to be a crema. Is that how you said it?
Yep, correct.
And nobody made a spelling mistake like in that commercial for Snickers where it says no regerts.
No.
It's not cream. Okay. All right, Sam, are you ready to take us to a quick break? And we'll be right back.
Justice for the injured. It's more than just a slogan at Bradshaw and Bryant. Most of the time, you don't need a lawyer. But there may come a time when you do. For many people, it's when they're involved in an accident. If you're in an accident and you're injured, you need an attorney. You need Bradshaw and Bryant. The law firm of Bradshaw and Bryant will make sure you know your rights. Many insurance companies don't want you to get an attorney, which is the best reason to get an attorney. And if you need one, you need to talk to Bradshaw and Bryant. They deal with the insurance companies. They settle things for you. There are no out-of-pocket expenses. It won't cost you anything. They don't get paid unless you do. The attorneys representing you at Bradshaw and Bryant know what to do because they've done it before many, many times. Bradshaw and Bryant will use every legal tool at their disposal to protect your rights. Be an advocate for you and see that you're treated fairly. So if you need an attorney, give Bradshaw and Bryant a call at 800-770-7008. That's 800-770-7008. Or visit their website at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. That's MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. They're the attorneys to contact when you need help. They're the attorneys who will give you the help you need. Smart Start MN Ignition Interlock System knows getting a DUI can be a difficult time in your life. Besides the stigma and embarrassment of having a DUI, you have to worry about the possibility of losing your driving privileges. If that happens, you need to have a Smart Start Ignition Interlock System installed in your vehicle. The Smart Start Ignition Interlock System prevents a vehicle from operating if you've been drinking. With a Smart Start system installed in your vehicle, the state has to restore your driving privileges. Smart Start now is offering to come to your home or business to install its ignition interlock system. Smart Start has been available for nearly a decade, and it is the only locally owned and operated ignition interlock company approved in Minnesota. Smart Start has been involved in the crafting of Minnesota's ignition interlock program, and Smart Start representatives give seminars throughout Minnesota to clients, lawyers, and legislators. The people at Smart Start know it's a difficult time when you get a DUI. You'll find them to be compassionate, knowledgeable, and caring. And they can answer all your questions. Smart Start is run by attorneys who know the law. For more information, go to smartstartmn.com. That's smartstartmn.com or call 952-224-7050. 952-224-7050. And that's where you need to go if you get a DUI. Are you looking to buy your first home? Or are you looking to buy your third home? The Minnesota Bank and Trust Mortgage Team, with offices in Edina and Stillwater, is able to help you no matter what your situation, whether you're a first-time home buyer or building your real estate portfolio. Their experts can help you find the best loan program for your situation. With interest rates being low, there isn't a better time to buy or refinance than now. You can visit their website, mnbankandtrust.com. That's mnbankandtrust.com. Or call 952-841-9300. That's 952-841-9300. And contact one of their mortgage specialists today to get started on financing your next home. Minnesota Bank and Trust is a member of the FDIC and an equal housing lender. NMLS number 490-951.
We are back. Which one's it? Slade! I was listening. I overheard. Kevin Cusick from the Pioneer Press, TwinCities.com, at the loop now. Funny man and movie critic. Brian Miller at Real Brian Miller, BrianMillerComedy.com. What's the website they can find your movie reviews? I'm dying to read your Rogue One.
CarbondaleRocks.com. You know, it's a college town, and they take 2 weeks off. I'll probably not wind up writing a Rogue One review.
No.
Yeah. That train will have sailed.
Well, you gave the 140 review.
Yeah.
For Twitter.
Yeah.
He is... You know what, though? I have heard some critics loved it and some just didn't like it. You just didn't like...
It was okay. I was so bored for the first hour and a half. I was really deeply bored.
Well, I didn't allow myself to get bored because I dozed off a couple of times.
I was close.
Not because it was the movie. I was just tired. My kids, I took three of the kids and they seemed to all like it. But it was more of a case for me. I loved the special effects, how they... And by the way, we're not going to need any new actors.
No?
Because we're going to be seeing John Wayne and Humphrey Bogart and, you know, all the classic actors. They're going to be able to put them in movies now because what they did with an actor, Peter Cushing, who died in the 90s, was unbelievable.
And it's not like they show him in the background. I mean, he's a character in the movie. He does a lot of talking.
Yeah, and I'm thinking, I could have sworn this guy wasn't here. He's held up pretty good.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, Brian Miller, Sam... Jeff O'Brien, business and leisure attorney, thank you for bringing in the guest next to you, John Kreidler from Tattersall Distillery over on, in Northeast. You call it Northeast or Northeast?
Northeast.
Yeah. Northeast.
Northeast.
You from the Northeast, Minneapolis? Or
lived there for 8 years.
Really?
No. Northern suburbs, yes.
What was it about positioning the distillery there or putting your cocktail room?
Northeast is kind of the epicenter of the brew community.
Oh.
And so it worked out really well to put a distillery in there. It's just another option.
I'll tell you what, you know, even if I don't drink. However, this is one impressive book that you have or pamphlet. I mean, this is terrific. And look at all those. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's much better than the Sears catalog nowadays.
Top bars in America, finals, top best craft distillery, 50 coolest new businesses, best distillery brand. How many you got? 6, 12, 18, 24, 25, 27 awards. And you've only started in 2015?
Correct.
Holy crap.
As of this printing, how many awards have you won since this was printed?
We've probably gotten a few more. Mm-hmm. Yeah, none of the Growler Awards are in that one.
Yeah, they won Best Distillery in the Growler magazine this year.
That's terrific. And that's not like a Northeast Minneapolis
magazine. That is the place. They have these kind of a big deal awards, and it's kind of like, I mean, it's kind of the local Academy Awards for craft beverages,
really?
Both breweries, distilleries, you know, cideries, stuff like that. And... it's a big honor to be named the best distillery.
That's phenomenal.
In the Twin Cities. So.
I have a legal question. So, you know, with liquor laws, I know it's like easier to say get a wine and beer license than it is to get a full bar license. Yeah. Is it harder legally to open a distillery, or are there more strictures put on you than on a brewery?
Well, not necessarily. I mean, you go through the same process. You have to get a license through the feds, the Alcohol, Tobacco, Tax, and Trade Board, whether you be beer, wine, or spirits. So in that respect, it's harder than a bar because you don't just go to the city and get a liquor license. You have to go through the feds to get a license to manufacture because you have to set up because, of course, they collect excise taxes on liquor, so they want to make sure they get their cut.
Yeah.
And then you have to get your manufacturer's license here in Minnesota. And then in order to have a cocktail room like Tattersall has or for a brewery having a tap room, you have to get first of all, the city has to allow it. Mm. And then you have to get a license through the city as well. So there's a lot of paperwork, a lot of background checks.
That's where you come in.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's you know, this concept didn't exist 5 years ago. First of all, 5 years ago, the license fee for a distiller was $30,000.
Really?
Yep. They dropped it to $1,000.
Annually.
Yep. Annually.
Wow. Can't even get the words out quick enough.
Yeah.
They were hitting people for $30,000 a year?
That's like a third of a seat license.
That's why we didn't have any, distilleries in Minnesota.
Holy. How many are there now besides Tattersall? You're the
There's probably
preeminent
15 of them.
Really?
Yeah. 15 to
20. Nord is a spirit? Is that one of them?
South Minneapolis.
The distilleries haven't grown at the pace that the breweries have because the distilleries still have a lot of things that they can't do in terms of the laws.
So. Stupid question because we need to talk about the Gophers and get to Kelly in Vegas. Do you have these bottles specially made, or are they – I mean, did you search around and say, this is the bottle we want? I love the bottle, the shape of the bottle.
We actually chose a bottle because it was going to be easily – we could easily get it. It was always in stock and no problems with it. It looked very similar to this. The first time we went to reorder, they said it was going to be 4 months to get another shipment. And so these bottles, we went to France, and these are French bottles. But we're
they
actually,
look French.
They look very French. We're actually in the process of creating a custom bottle that'll be ready mid-2017. That's also a European bottle.
I really like these. These can't be cheap. The bottle alone's got to be pricey.
They are not cheap, no.
And these are the these are the bottles. We're looking at the 750-milliliter bottles. Those are the ones you go to a liquor store and you can find.
Yeah.
If you go to the cocktail room, they're legally allowed to sell these. These are the 375-milliliter. They're allowed to sell one.
It's a lot smaller.
One per customer.
Oh, really?
Per day.
Yep. Per day?
Wow.
Per day.
So if I wanted three of those, I'd have to come back on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yep.
Or bring the kids.
Or, yeah. Or bring your dick glasses and mustache.
Oh, yeah. I love it. Come back in with a bad disguise.
Do that. All right. Now, I want to talk about this, and I'll use the lousy transition. How many people have come in and said, I'm a Gopher fan. Give me a drink.
Quite a few recently.
Yeah, I bet they
have. You served the cranberry liqueur for that one, right?
Yeah, exactly. Now, usually something harder for that.
Yeah.
Jeff, you obviously are an attorney.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you this thing about all 10 players who were suspended are represented by Lee Hutton.
Yep.
Would you advise some, 10 people, whether they're college students or not, to have the same attorney? Because they have to waive a conflict of interest, I would think. Mm-hmm. But if you're one of the kids who was not facing expulsion and did not have sex with this woman, whether or not it's consensual, non-consensual, you could probably, if you had an attorney representing only you, you could probably make a pretty hard or good case to get reinstated and even give some, if you really want to stay at that school, turn over some evidence.
Sure.
Or some more information. But they've all obviously have been told this, and they all wanted to stay with Lee Hutton. But I just don't think it makes sense. They should all have their own attorney unless they can't afford it.
You know, here's the deal. Any kind of, under the lawyer ethics rules, and yes, there are lawyer ethics rules, believe it or not, you have to disclose any potential conflicts of interest. So my guess is that at the outset, Lee did do that. There's something to be said about, you talk about, class action lawsuits where there's strength in numbers. If you have players that have a commonality of interest, certainly they may be a stronger, they may be more of a force if they're together, represented together, versus each individual.
Okay.
There's also something to be said that if all 10 of them went out and found their own attorneys and all sued the University of Minnesota, the likely result would be the courts would be consolidate all the cases into one.
Ah.
Anyway, okay.
And so then you'd have one case with 10 different
now,
attorneys.
How would you – I don't know Lee Hutton. You know him.
I do. He's a friend of mine. He used to practice at my firm.
Is he a bulldog?
Yes.
Okay.
And he's a former player. He's a former Gopher player.
Mm. Okay. Because something he did – was, to me, it's like, this guy's obviously pulling out everything from his arsenal. It was him. My understanding is what he said was that the recruit was only 17, so the woman could be accused of rape.
Heard that.
And, well, do you know what the response should be or should have been? Okay, then one of your other clients who filmed it could be guilty of charged with child pornography. So that's sort of the counter move to that sort of thing.
When,
so I think
when you open the Pandora's box that early in the process.
Yeah. But that's why I said he must be a bulldog to pull that one out. But
this is my take on the whole thing. And, there's an 80-page report. I got through a couple pages and I had to go shower.
Oh, it's awful.
But that doesn't negate the fact that the University of Minnesota is a public university, and they can't deprive somebody's right to an education without due process. My opinion, they should have, if they should have said, we are going, this we're proposing to, this is the penalty we're proposing, have a hearing, and then mete out the punishment. Give them a chance to be heard, and then mete out the punishment, rather than saying you're suspended and you can appeal. I think that I wasn't a fan of that process.
You know what? I have no problem with it. I really don't. And here's the other bigger problem. If I were Mark Coyle, the AD, I would have already canceled the Holiday Bowl for this reason. Not because my coach is an idiot for what he tweeted, or my defensive coordinator is an idiot for saying we're under attack. I would have done it because, according to the report, 10 to 20 players had sex with this woman. Take out the recruit. So 10 to 19 of those players were Gopher players. Five, from what we understand, had sex with her. That means anywhere from five others to 14 of them that are still on the team had sex with this woman. So how do you let these kids play when you...
It's absurd that they went ahead and they're going ahead and playing in this This is not the Rose Bowl.
Yeah.
It's a meaningless game.
Well, there's 2.8 million reasons why they're doing
it. But isn't that mostly – I read, too, that most of that money's eaten up by travel expenses for the players, the admin, the share
they give to the other Big Ten teams.
Yeah.
No.
Let them all share a room.
They've
done that already.
The smart move would have been for Coyle to come out and say, you know what? This is a terrible thing. It involves a large segment of our team. We're just going to shut her down for this year.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go through the process of finding out exactly who did what. We're going to come back next year a much better program because
absolutely.
Of it.
And the moment those kids said they're going to boycott, they should have been told, you know what, you do that, and this is going to happen. We're going to cancel it. I would have given maybe to the next practice when it was due to start and said, if not, we're pulling a plug on it. And I have a real problem, too. Did you watch the video of the boycott when they announced it?
Mm-hmm.
When they walked off, two of the players were players under suspension. Who gave them jerseys? First of all, who gave any of them their game jerseys? Because those are not hanging in their lockers. Someone had to give them the game jerseys. And someone had to say, you know what, you guys, here's your game jersey. Even though you're suspended or facing expulsion, you go wear those and go out with the rest of the guys.
And they supposedly, though, they changed their mind, though, after they actually saw the report. Well, you know, Jeff, I read most of the report, too. It literally only takes you about one page into the report
to know how disgusting it is.
Yeah. Before it's over a line where it's like, this is indefensible behavior, and it's so toxic that just trying to defend this behavior in any way, shape, or form for a moment
is going to be.
And the question I have too is why did it take this long? I mean, this happened in September. The Hennepin County attorney investigated it way back when. Why did it take the entire?
Because they interviewed 28 people or players. You know what? It's an exhaustive study. I don't have a problem with the time because I don't want anything to be done slipshod.
The players didn't change their mind on the boycott because of reading the report. They changed their mind because Channel 5 published the report, and it was indefensible.
Yeah. And they also, some of them, their parents were telling some of these guys, are you out of your mind? Because they knew, these guys were so short-sighted, they weren't thinking what this could cost them. Now, let me ask both of you. You both own businesses, right? I'm talking to Jeff, and I'm talking to John Kreidler from Tattersall. Now, Kevin, you also, I mean, you hire, and you probably are in a position where you can...
I hire me?
Take somebody under your wing?
Yeah, right.
Pioneer Press has never hired anybody under suspicion of a gangbang.
Well, are you sure? Well, here's the question,
I think.
Not the players.
Speak for the Star Tribune.
The players who boycotted, all of them, if you're interviewing one of those guys when they're out of school and they're looking for a job, my question, I'd be hammering away at their judgment. Because I don't want to hire people who make stupid decisions. So if you're someone who's just going to go along with everyone else, I don't want someone like that.
No, I agree.
I think it's going to hurt these guys far beyond their college careers.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's... It seems inevitable that that Tracy Claes is going to be relieved of his duties.
Oh, God,
duties.
It's amazing.
God, I hope so.
The question is, what are we going to find as a replacement?
He may not be on a plane back from San Diego.
Yeah. And I think Coyle and Kaler have to do that just to reassert control over the program. I saw the press conference yesterday, professors that are now objecting. I mean, they've got to get – the only thing they can do is get control.
You can't have the players calling the athletic director and the president of the university liars, quote-unquote, and have the coach tacitly kind of nodding his head.
But, this is just Minnesota sports in a nutshell. You know, there's other schools that have these massive scandals like this, but they actually win things. The best we got out of it was a Holiday Bowl.
That you're absolutely right. It's not the first time.
At least
with the basketball team when they cheated and had turned in.
Yeah, at least we got to the final. Turned
in papers on the menstrual cycle.
Clem
knew what he was doing.
Yeah. The similarities between this and the Duke lacrosse case they're almost identical cases, with the exception that the Duke thing didn't happen.
Yes,
and
right.
There's evidence that the Minnesota thing
did
happened.
Happen. Yeah.
But it was just the same deal. You had a large segment of a team abusing a woman and abusing her impossibly. And it just boggles the minds, first of all, that it's dragged out this long, that the university didn't get out in front of it before this. But for Tracy Claes to take his player's side is so career-ending.
You know what? He had to know it was going to be a career-ending thing. And also, if I don't – someone made a good point the other day. I would also – he's got to be in breach of his contract for basically turning on the administration because there's got to be a clause in there that would relate to that. But they're probably going to pay him off because they don't want – they just want to be done with
it. I have not seen his employment contract ever, but I have seen Jay Robinson's contract. I wasn't representing him or anybody involved with it. I just happened to be privy to a copy of it. If it's anything like his, yes, there are clauses in there that would for him to do what he did to, you know, it could be a violation.
I wouldn't give him the money. Let him go to court to get it. But then people say, well, then you're going to have to spend money in court. Sometimes it's worth it.
I think there's a line between him saying, I support my players, I've been prouder of them, and if he had actually said, I agree with the players, my boss is a liar. You know, I
got to be honest with you.
He stopped a little short of that.
Well, that's basically what he said.
Not enough to save his job.
I'll say this. I've never been prouder to be a St. Thomas alum because this stuff doesn't go on under Glenn Caruso's program.
Well, you know, this is all after the Norwood Teague thing. You got the wrestling team selling opioids to everybody. You got the basketball players tweeting the video of people having – you know, it's been a rough couple years.
Yes, that's why I'm so proud to be from Northwestern because we limited ourselves to point shaving. Which is a very cerebral kind of
fun. That's a Northwestern thing to do.
We need to take a quick break. We got to get Kelly in Vegas. And here, I want to ask her this question. I don't bet on games, but if I ever were going to bet on a game, I'll take Washington State and whatever the spread is. I think Mike Gelfand said it's 9.5.
Oh, yeah.
Has it gone up from
there? I don't know if it's gone up from there, but it was originally like 5.
But you know what? I don't think this thing's going to be close. I could be wrong, but I want to ask her about that. We will take a quick break. Come back with Kelly in Vegas, brought to you by Chanticleer Pizza. We'll be right back. Hey, do you love pizza? If you do, that means you love Chanticleer Pizza. Chanticleer has been in business for more than 50 years, and you don't last that long in any business unless you're giving people what they want. Chanticleer delivers every time. Chanticleer features thin crust, New York hand-tossed, and a pan pizza. 11 Twin Cities locations with delivery and carryout. In Coon Rapids and Maple Grove, you will find the Chanticleer Pizza Grill, full bar restaurant, full menu, burgers, salads, pastas, pizza, of course, and much more. And there's great game day specials on Sundays during the football season. Chanticleer is your game day delivery expert for the football season. Chanticleer Pizza restaurants are independently owned and operated. For more information, go to ChanticleerPizza.com. That's ChanticleerPizza.com. Chanticleer Pizza, the clear choice for all pizza lovers. If your health care has become a burden, there may be a solution. The open enrollment period is here. This is your chance to make the change to reflect your faith. Solidarity Healthcare, a healthshare nonprofit, is taking the nation by storm and bringing faith back to healthcare, a program that honors your Catholic beliefs. If you're ready to take control, call Solidarity Healthcare at 844-313-4999 or visit their website at solidarityhealthcare.org and learn about healthcare for the common good. Solidarityhealthcare.org. For years, I was getting a lousy night's sleep. I have sleep apnea, and I wear a CPAP mask. I would be sleeping, and I'd keep waking up because the mask would shift. I talked to Mike Lindell, the owner of MyPillow. He told me about a pillow that MyPillow has that would help, and it has helped. I sleep through the night now. I'm getting the best sleep I've ever gotten, and it's all because of MyPillow. My wife, Mary, has neck issues. She had disc replacement surgery. She now gets uninterrupted sleep because of MyPillow. My kids that use MyPillow, they all love it. If you're looking for uninterrupted sleep, go to MyPillow. Minnesota made MyPillow, the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation. It has one of the best warranties of any product you'll ever find, a decade's worth of warranty. I'd like to share the special offer with you. Buy a bed pillow from MyPillow and get one free. That's right, the old buy one, get one, but this is one of the best of them all. Two ways to get the special offer. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code THEBSSHOW. Easy to remember, THEBSSHOW, the name of this show. Or call the special 800 number, 800-320-3501, 800-320-3501. That is for the buy one, get one offer. And we have a very special offer for all of you who purchase and send us a proof of purchase. You will get a t-shirt from the BS Show, a BS Show t-shirt. All you have to do, like I said, is send us a proof of purchase. You find the information about that on the BSblog.com. I love my MyPillow, and I know you will too. We are back. Kevin Cusick from the Pioneer Press. TwinCities.com at the loop now. Movie critic and funny man, Brian Miller. Funny movie critic, too? You must be funny.
Yeah, I toss a few free jokes in there.
Good.
Jeff O'Brien. His review of Schindler's List was a knee slapper.
A real gut buster.
Jeff O'Brien, business leisure attorney, and one of his clients, John Kreidler from Tattersall Distillery, right here in northeast Minneapolis. And we are joined by, and brought to you by Chanticleer Pizza, Kelly in Vegas. Kelly, how are you?
You shut me off, too.
Here we go. Kelly, are you there?
I am.
Good,
I
thank you. Sam's
drunk. It's okay.
I have some technical problems.
Take that booze away from her. Kelly, you'd love to be here because John Kreidler from Tattersall Distillery, you've won over 30, because you had 27 and you've won several more, over 30 national awards for being a distillery is here. And Sam drank way too much. She can't even hit the buttons. Okay, that's too much. You're new to this drinking
eight
thing.
8 ounces is 8 ounces.
She's new to the drinking game.
I hit the wrong button. It's the first time it's happened.
She hit the butt wronging.
Say the alphabet backwards. Exactly. You can't.
Kelly, I want to give you Dale Hiley, the owner of Chanticleer Pizza, his picks first. But then I got to ask you the question that I'm very curious about, the Holiday Bowl. But first, Dale said, I like Troy -4 for my college pick, and I'm just hoping that they play to their potential because I think they are better than Ohio. In the pros, he's going with the Giants as a 2.5-point road favorite. Philadelphia, even with a 5-9 record, has overachieved. It's going to take a couple of years to get what Chip Kelly did out of that organization. Now, do you agree with him on the Troy in Ohio?
You know, that's not a game that I've done a whole lot with. Let me check out my notes. I wasn't planning on talking about Troy, Ohio.
Well, tell me about the Giants, and you can come back to that.
Well, we'll talk about the Giants first. You know what? That's a weird line. Game 3 as open. Now it's 2.5. So we always talk about how much money it takes to move lines. I think we're going to see it get back to 3 because every public bettor is going to go rush to bet the Giants on the road. We've seen the Giants. They've covered 7 of the last 9 games. And I think that's why this line's inflated. I think it should probably be at most -1. We did see the Eagles finally play a pretty decent game on Sunday to the Ravens. I don't necessarily think they've given up on their season just yet, but something to take into consideration. They've won 7 of their last 10 versus the Giants. This is, you know, sometimes when you're a sports bettor, you can't think about the ugly teams that you're going to back. And last week, I backed the Bears. I backed the Bengals, lost by the hook. That was pretty gross. I backed the Chargers, got a push on that one. I mean, sometimes
I got to get a pull off of that one.
Right? And I should have had 3.5. Of course, I had 3. That's my own fault. But here's another game where if it gets to 3 again, I have to bet the Eagles. I think that they're going to win this game on Thursday night. I mean, you have a quarterback in Carson Wentz who has talent. We've seen what he can do. The problem is now the defensive coordinators have been able to adjust and see what he can do. So it's kind of interesting because I'm not sure what to make of this kid. But like you said, you know, it takes a little time to get rid of everything that Chip Kelly destroyed.
That was Dale saying that, and he's right. Now, Brian, by the way, I don't know if you caught wise ass Brian Miller, but he made a comment, so I'll ask it in the form of a betting question. What's the over and under that another security guard at a San Diego Chargers game will pleasure himself in the end zone?
Oh my god.
Did you see that video?
I got that video sent to me.
Oh my god, it's right.
Best end zone dance ever, by the way.
Did you guys see that he got fired?
I just
saw on Facebook before you guys called. He got fired, and I sent it to all my buddies that sent me the video. I'm like, way to go, Barstool Sports, because they're the ones that made him kind of famous, and then Deadspin ran with it. And, oh, I mean, I was pretty
I think he was just looking. He was trying to find coins, and he couldn't quite reach it.
I don't want to know what he was trying to do, because that's not something that I ever want to see
Holy
again.
Holy cow.
It's funny. My buddy just texted me like, that guy's life is over.
Heck, he's going to get his own radio show, bro.
He's going to be doing a podcast.
Are you guys going to get him on the podcast? There you go. I like it.
Hands-on with Joe Smith.
Hey, look, you watch football the way you want to watch football. I'll watch football
the way
I want.
I mean, the worst part was in the video is whoever's videoing it pans over to the cheerleaders. And
well, they want to know why he's doing it.
Yeah, well, he definitely wasn't watching the game. No one was having fun with that.
If it wasn't for that, we'd think that it was a red kettle in the end zone that he was pleasuring himself to, like the one that Zeke Elliott jumped into. Now, do you have any thoughts on Troy and Ohio? And if you don't, it's the first time you have not had incredible background on a game. You amazed me some weeks on some of the games you know.
I'm looking at
about.
My notes trying to give you something to back Dale. Did you say Dale likes Troy minus
he
four?
He likes Troy. Go with it.
I can make a case for Troy, but I think the problem is with this Troy team is that starting the year, they played some really close games. Like Clemson, for example, they were 34-point dogs, and they played Clemson all four quarters. I think they ended up losing that game by, like, seven.
Oh.
And ever since then, they have been failing to cover games. I made this game three, so I don't want to play really either side. Ohio has had some impressive moments themselves this year. As you know, they were 15-point dogs and they beat Toledo. But, I mean, it's the Dollar General Bowl. Why is Dale even have an opinion on this
See,
game?
That was my question, is which bowl? This sounded like a Beef O'Brady's
well,
bowl.
Well, it's probably because it's before
yeah,
the weekend.
Worse.
It's a pre-weekend bowl.
Now, where is Dollar General? Is that like in Birmingham?
I think... Ooh, I'm not sure where the Dollar General Bowl is.
Oh, I thought you
played.
Said it was the Dull Fortune.
No, Dollar General
Dull
Bowl.
Alabama.
Oh.
It is a dullard game.
It's,
now,
almost, it's almost as classy as the Motel 6 Cactus Bowl.
There you go. At least then it's the Cactus Bowl, because nobody's going to call it the Motel 6
one,
Bowl.
That one's like Baylor against the Electoral College.
Exactly. Boise State. Actually, I like Baylor in that game, if you guys want some free insight on that. I think I'm shocked that... They made Baylor a 7.5-point dog in that game.
Now, I want to mention to people, you can find Kelly in Vegas. You can subscribe to her picks and at kellyinvegas.com, also at Kelly in Vegas on Twitter. I noticed Sportsline put out, your CBS Sportsline, you're doing a thing, a video with them, or you're going to be on, you know, have footage with them, video footage, not just, talking to them. So that's later tonight, right? You're doing that show.
So, yeah, I do. That's what I do basically every week. That is my actual job. I haven't had a job in for a long time, and that is my actual job. I work for Sportsline now, so I do every week. We do probably anywhere from 20 to 30 videos, and they're all up on Sportsline. They are free content, so you guys go there and make sure you watch them. Watch the ads too, because those are important. That's how I get paid. But another cool thing that CBS and Sportsline has got me—I'm actually been on the other pregame show. It'll be my third week.
Good.
On Saturday, so I've been doing. Last week, I did the Rant, Rave, and Repeat show, and looks like that's the one I'm going to be on again this week. And if you missed it, I gave a nice big rave to the Vikings defense, who completely embarrassed me on national television on Sunday.
Right. You want to be embarrassed? Take the Gophers in the Holiday Bowl.
That's Listen,
we have cornered the market on embarrassment.
Yeah.
You guys are making me laugh, but the line is now 10. It opened at 7. So a 3-point line move due to some locker room drama?
Oh,
I don't
it's
know.
Not
some locker room drama?
10 to 20 players had sex with the same woman. 10 of them have been suspended. How many of those guys are
the
starters,
Titanic
Kevin?
Was
I
some
thought that they said
bender.
That all, everything was dropped against
pinball.
Those guys.
What's that, Kelly? I'm sorry.
Last I heard, everything was getting dropped against those guys.
No, nope. not at all.
Not at all.
The boycott. No. Is what ended from the rest of the team. I don't bet games, but if I did, I'd be all over Washington State at any
20 line. Point spread. I bet they still cover it. Yeah,
it's
really
it's unbelievable.
Yeah,
it's
what's unbelievable is that they're playing the game.
How many kids are starters, Kevin? And most of them are defensive players, right? Of the 10,
it's like six, maybe
six
five
starters.
Five or six.
Kelly, wouldn't that
and
make
one,
a line?
One is the was supposed to be the future quarterback.
Which one
Seth Green.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Well,
see, you guys get all the inside information. I need to start texting you about what's going on with the Gophers because I had heard a couple of different rumors, but it sounded like that everybody was going to play and everything was going to be good.
No, 10 players will not play.
That was before the police report was published by one of the local TV stations.
Uh-huh.
And then we published it and then
Kelly, did you get in at 7?
I did not. Actually, my buddy Alex that lives there in Minneapolis, the hockey guy.
Oh, yeah. I haven't talked to him yet, but I'm going to once football's over.
Right. So Alex sent it to me. Oh, it must have been right. But it was before the news came out that everybody was suspended and the boycott and everything. And he goes, get as much down on Washington State minus 7 as you can right now. And I looked at the game. I said, I made this game 7. Because he didn't send out any reasoning behind it. He just, like, sent out a mass email. And, you know... 3 days later, I'm like, oh, now I know why Alex liked
Kelly,
the Cougars so much.
Let me tell you, get on Washington State before it goes to 40.
Mm-hmm.
Before it goes to 40.
It's I would be surprised because this team is in shambles because of people they've lost. I mean, they've lost a lot of starters, but their head's not going to be in playing football.
The morale of the team is shattered by the fact that so many of them were involved in this scandal.
And will play.
Yeah.
There's still a lot of them that are playing that were involved in it.
This might have involved as many as 20 players.
Wow.
I'm telling Kelly, I would just say take another look at this game
and look at the coach on the other side, Mike Leach.
Is
Mike
I Leach going to call? Leach.
Is Mike Leach going to call off the Dogs at 62-10? Probably not.
No, Mike Leach is mad that he's not playing in a New Year's Day bowl. At least I would be if I was him.
Now, Kelly, I will preface this by saying I thought the Vikings could go 14-2 when they went 5-0. That said, I don't think you could ever. I think this is one of the greatest locks of the year. To take Washington State. But I'm also prefacing it by saying I thought the Vikings were good.
The Vikings are good, and I'm going to stand behind that. The Vikings have some issues on offense, as we've seen, but they're not a bad team. They're banged up on defense, and that's, you know, Harrison Smith, we talked about this, what was it, 2 weeks ago?
Yep.
And we talked about how just one player like him can make a big difference, and we definitely saw it. I mean, you guys at prior to last week, your defense held quarterbacks to a 77 passer rating. I mean, Andrew Luck had a monster game, of course, after I dropped that stat on TV. But I don't know. I mean,
I kind of
like you guys this week. You're going to think I'm crazy.
No. Here's why not. Harrison Smith playing this week, Kevin?
As of now, not certain.
Okay.
Not. I wouldn't bet on it.
Aaron Rodgers.
The game's Saturday.
What shocked me is that the other day, why you wouldn't throw every pass or every play on Anthony Harris. This guy does not belong in the NFL. He is horrible. He has no clue where he's supposed to be. Aaron Rodgers is going to tear up that secondary because they have a safety who doesn't belong in the NFL. I wouldn't take the Vikings. I mean,
my only concern with the Vikings here is, can they play in Lambeau in December? I mean,
no.
It's going to be freezing.
No. And Rodgers can.
Exactly. Aaron Rodgers can. And we've seen him do it, I mean, several times. We saw him do it last week in Chicago when it was freezing. But that's my only concern because the line is a little too high here, honestly. It's 6.5. It's too high. But I will say, you know, the Packers have been awful against you guys. 2-6 against the spread in the last 8 games. You guys know you guys won. What was that, week 2?
If Harrison Smith plays, then I would say I would not say that they will cover, but I would think they're going to cover if he does not play because this guy is miserable.
It's hard to win in Lambeau when you quit the week before.
Look like they quit in that
Detroit
second half.
Detroit losing last week means Green Bay just needs 2 wins to win the division.
You got Aaron Rodgers. You got the Packers controlling their own destiny. Aaron Rodgers, they've already lost the Vikings, so he's out. They're out for revenge. An outdoor game in
December. They're not going to be looking ahead.
Everything is against the Vikings. That's
exactly what I said last week, though, against the Packers. I'm like, there's not necessarily look-ahead spots in the NFL like we see in college, but that's why I was on the Bears, because I was like, this looks like a total look-ahead spot. And not to mention, the Lions, we knew they were going to lose last week. Looks like they're going to lose again this week. So you guys are right. The Packers control their own destiny. Like I've said before, I tend to take bad teams and, you know, Take the number and just close my eyes and try not to watch the game.
Here's the line to use on Sportsline if you want. Just say it. If Harrison Smith doesn't play, Anthony Harris has not played like an NFL player. Because you're not saying he's a piece of crap, which he is. But, I mean, you need to mention Anthony Harris and for the nuance of the game, just to let people know he has been beaten the last 2 games he's played in and badly. The one touchdown a couple of weeks ago against Jacksonville was against Anthony Harris. And they didn't shred him. I don't know why they didn't throw him on every play.
Only played 2 quarters, really, last week. Mm-hmm. They coasted the entire second half. That game could have been a 40-point game.
But every time they threw in his direction, he was out of position. Mm-hmm. So keep that in mind when you talk about it on Sportsline.
I like it.
Anthony Harris is his name.
Well, you guys, I hope this guy isn't listening right now.
Screwing up is his game.
Have a monster game.
Call
now.
In Anthony. No, he won't. He can't. He's not capable.
He's not capable of having a monster
he's
game.
He's not.
Going back to the Holiday Bowl, Kelly, what's the over-under on that? Do you have
on
that
the Holiday
handy?
Bowl? Give me 1 second.
60.
I do not have it pulled up on my screen right
is
now.
It? 60? Yeah. And is that just for one team, Washington State? Or is it
I was going to say, it's going to be low now you're talking about people. Yeah, 61 right now. You guys have to think about this Gopher defense has showed some moments of
Kelly,
greatness this year.
Half and the defense is suspended.
I know. I wrote that in my new notes. The 10 players are suspended, and I don't know. That's the problem. How good are their backups? We don't know who's.
Well, backups are part of the suspension.
Yeah.
they're that. Now we're talking third stringers are going to be playing in the Holiday Bowl.
I mean, most of these guys are deep.
It's so bad they may have Caucasians playing in the defensive backfield.
Oh, my gosh.
But these guys are, I mean, you're talking about starters and backups in the secondary, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Because is Winfield Jr. a starter or backup? Does he play a lot? Is he a starter?
He's like he's been like
the fifth,
nickelback.
Okay,
kind of.
So they don't have their.
He has started this year with injuries, but
it's not going to be Purdy.
Especially if they're secondary. I mean, that's where Washington State tends to exploit people. So
you know the Penn State kicker this year, the Gophers going to have some defensive backs that look like him out there trying to cover the wideouts.
Kelly, as always, thank you. We'll talk to you. We are going to do a show next week. We'll talk to you next week. I hope you make some great plays, including, now, as I said, I was wrong about the Vikings, but I would, if I were in Vegas, I think I might actually make a play on the on Washington State. 10 is not enough to scare me off, that's for sure. All right, and have a great night on Sportsline and Kelly in Vegas at kellyinvegas.com, at kellyinvegas, at Sportsline on Twitter. You can find her on the CBS Sportsline, her videos, and also you still do stuff for the Las Vegas Review Journal, right?
I did. I just had a nice article published for bowl season about some of my favorite bowl games after Christmas, because let's be honest,
that's when they start.
And I'm still doing stuff with Vegas Insider, so everybody's I'm busy, at least
you
until
are.
Football season.
VegasInsider.com.
And hopefully what was that? I'm sorry.
VegasInsider.com is where to find that, right?
That's where you can get all my single plays and any information, such as, you know, when you guys are talking about, like, what's over-under, what's the lines, all that stuff is up there. And you can also see that there's over 85% of the bets on Washington State right now. I had to look. I'm like, everybody's betting Washington State. Well, I don't think anybody's betting Minnesota.
It may move. You better get on it before it moves again.
Mm-hmm. You guys are crazy. I can't do it. I have this – I have certain rules that I have to live by with when I bet my money and it's my livelihood. I gotta show some more discipline.
All right. It's going to be 50-something to 10, maybe.
We'll
see it. Thank you, Kelly in Vegas, brought to you by Chanticleer Pizza. Kelly, have a great Christmas. We look forward to talking to you next week. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
All right, bye.
See you.
Let's take a quick break. Come right back with psychic Ruth Lord, and I want to see what she thinks about the Vikings and the Gopher games. We'll be right back. Justice for the injured. It's more than just a slogan at Bradshaw and Bryant. Most of the time, you don't need a lawyer, but there may come a time when you do. For many people, it's when they're involved in an accident. If you're in an accident and you're injured, you need an attorney. You need Bradshaw and Bryant. The law firm of Bradshaw and Bryant will make sure you know your rights. Many insurance companies don't want you to get an attorney, which is the best reason to get an attorney. And if you need one, you need to talk to Bradshaw and Bryant. They deal with the insurance companies. They settle things for you. There are no out-of-pocket expenses. It won't cost you anything. They don't get paid unless you do. The attorneys representing you at Bradshaw and Bryant know what to do because they've done it before many, many times. Bradshaw and Bryant will use every legal tool at their disposal to protect your rights. Be an advocate for you and see that you're treated fairly. So if you need an attorney, give Bradshaw and Bryant a call at 800-770-7008. That's 800-770-7008. Or visit their website at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. That's MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. They're the attorneys to contact when you need help. They're the attorneys who will give you the help you need. Smart Start MN Ignition Interlock System knows getting a DUI can be a difficult time in your life. Besides the stigma and embarrassment of having a DUI, you have to worry about the possibility of losing your driving privileges. If that happens, you need to have a Smart Start Ignition Interlock System installed in your vehicle. The Smart Start Ignition Interlock System prevents a vehicle from operating if you've been drinking. With a Smart Start system installed in your vehicle, the state has to restore your driving privileges. Smart Start now is offering to come to your home or business to install its ignition interlock system. Smart Start has been available for nearly a decade, and it is the only locally owned and operated ignition interlock company approved in Minnesota. Smart Start has been involved in the crafting of Minnesota's ignition interlock program, and Smart Start representatives give seminars throughout Minnesota to clients, lawyers, and legislators. The people at Smart Start know it's a difficult time when you get a DUI. You'll find them to be compassionate, knowledgeable, and caring, and they can answer all your questions. Smart Start is run by attorneys who know the law. For more information, go to smartstartmn.com. That's smartstartmn.com or call 952-224-7050. 952-224-7050. And that's where you need to go if you get a DUI. Recently, you've heard me talk about the home builder, Thomas Brand Homes. But what you may not know is they do more than just build new homes. Tom Bernard partnered with his good friend and general contractor, Tom Huseman, and started Thomas Brand Homes after learning firsthand just how difficult it is to find a general contractor that you can trust and count on to do what they say. In addition to building beautiful custom homes, they are also your go-to general contractor for home projects, both large and small. From full basement, kitchen, and bath remodels to replacing inefficient windows and doors at a better price, it is higher quality than you'll find at any of the big box stores. For your home improvement projects, both large and small, give Thomas Brand Homes a chance. Call them at 612-545-5847. They'd love to meet with you and provide a free, no-pressure estimate. That's 612-545-5847 or visit their website at thomasbrandhomes.com. That's Thomas, B-R-A-N-D-T, homes.com. We are back. Kevin Cusick, Pioneer Press, TwinCities.com, at the loop now. Brian Miller, at Real Brian Miller, Brian Miller Comedy, and comedy.com, and he's also a movie critic.
CarbondaleRocks.com.
Why don't you link to your Brian Miller Comedy page, your movies, your critiques?
I should.
I know, it's really hard to put a link.
I got to get my webmaster on that. Andy Erickson, are you listening? Please.
Oh, you don't do it yourself?
No, I'm tech dumb. I have Andy Erickson do it for me.
Oh.
But then she got famous.
Oh, Andy's as a gal?
Yeah, yeah. Oh. She's on Scream Queens and Last Comic Standing. And
oh, nice. Yeah. Very nice. You better find somebody else.
Yeah, I need to find somebody less
Sam
talented.
Sam can help you. Would you put that drink down?
It's LaCroix.
Okay. Sure. Business and Leisure Attorney Jeff O'Brien, co-owner of Tattersall Distillery, John Kreidler is with us, and Psychic Ruth Lorden at PsychicRuth.com. At Psychic Ruth on Twitter, RuthLorden.com. She'll be at the Medina tonight and tomorrow night. Ruth, how are you?
I'm good. It's a very busy day.
You're telling me. It's a very, very busy day, and let me hold up that little glass there, my little petunia. Let me see.
No,
it.
I'm not going to feed
empty
into your narrative.
Is it full?
No.
Well, what, I mean, okay, now, Jeff, it is, I mean, she's not a big gal. Having what she had, 7 ounces or whatever, that's not going to be DUI-able, is it?
No, I can tell you that my client is a responsible server.
This is why you got him, isn't it, John?
Exactly.
He's good.
Exactly.
Ruth, everyone has raved about this. I don't know if you're familiar with Tattersall Distillery in northeast Minneapolis, but it's I don't drink, so I didn't have any, but everyone that seems to really like it.
Hmm.
So it seems like good stuff, great stuff. And they use a horse on their labeling, which is always a neat thing.
Oh, well, that's great.
Now, Ruth, okay.
I buy anything with a horse on it. Look at my scarf.
Vikings, Packers. Vikings have a chance?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, my
any
God.
Given Sunday, and as you know, football, more than most things in life, is unpredictable. So you can't go, well, you know, you can put all the facts in and all that, but it's chance. It's a game of chance.
Not if Anthony Harris is out there.
But to the Gophers have a chance.
Yeah, how about the Gophers? They don't stand a chance, do
it's
they?
It's not on a Sunday, so.
Yeah. Any given Tuesday.
Is this that bowl game?
Yes, the Holiday Bowl.
If they can be strong about all this nonsense publicity, but they're not favored to win anyway, are they?
No, they're right now it's a 10-point spread. They are helpless and weak.
They're nobody's favorite right
they don't
now.
Win, they don't win bowl games when they are favored to
yeah.
win.
They are mere chum.
Washington Generals of the bowl games.
They needed to fall apart completely.
They're
to
doing
get
that.
Redone.
They're pretty good at doing that.
Mm-hmm. I think they're on their way to that
they
one.
They started a few years ago with that scandal with the papers. And they didn't. They tried, but maybe now they'll really pull it together.
No, I don't think so. I think they need to pull the plug. All right, Ruth, how's your the vibe of the day looking good?
Well, it's a very practical day.
Okay.
Nuts and bolts. Perfect day to check on supplies. Do you have a working flashlight?
Yes.
Batteries.
In my pocket.
Emergency radio, stored food, water, containers, savings, extras of essentials like soap and tissue. There is an ancient rule that when you're prepared, you never need it. Like that rule that the candy you buy from the kids' fundraiser will not make you fat.
Is that why ladies never go home with me? Because I got that condom a few years ago?
Probably. Today and tomorrow are the best days of the year to tally up and ensure a safe tomorrow.
I like it. And I don't know if you've heard. Now, Ruth knows Sienna. She said Christmas will be ruined if she doesn't get a tiny puppy.
My seven-year-old sister.
Okay. However.
Oh, here we go.
A tiny puppy. She did not specify that had to be a living.
Yes, she
puppy.
Did.
Oh, yes, she did.
It has to be white.
You don't live on a farm. It's pretty much inevitable that every kid. I think that every kid in the family, except for maybe Sawyer, one of my brothers, has gotten some kind of living animal for Christmas or their birthday. I've gotten
but
a lot.
But did she say it has a tiny puppy? She didn't specify it couldn't be a stuffed animal.
No, she did specify
Bill that. Clinton said, depends on the meaning of the words, is living.
Anyway, we're working our way through that
she's
one.
She's very specific. I'm pretty sure she's requested breed and
no,
color
she just said she wants one that she could like basically put in her pocket or walk because she knows we have big dogs now or bigger ones. So she thinks she goes little.
You know, living is also virtual these days. Things are virtual. So you can
Tamagotchi.
Find one of these alive, electronic, robotic little puppies.
Or maybe a chia pet.
Pocket.
Get her a little chia pet. They grow hair.
I like that.
All right, Ruth.
Yes, perfect. That's it.
I don't think you'll be able to reason a chia pet with a seven-year-old who wants a puppy.
Even the Donald Trump chia pets? Those are...
That is a pretty slick-looking chia
pretty
pet.
Good.
I have to tell you.
I'll just tell it. No, Sam, it's doing... What's that thing that the challenge you have? The
ice bucket?
No, the one where you don't move.
Oh, the mannequin challenge.
The mannequin challenge. It's a mannequin. It's going to be like this for years. All right.
It's just really good.
If you want to see Ruth Lorden, go to the Medina tonight. She's there at 6 o'clock or get in touch with her, ruthlorden.com at Psychic Ruth. Ruth, thank you for being patient today. We didn't get started till almost a quarter after, so thank you. Thank you to Kevin Cusick from the Pioneer Press, TwinCities.com, at The Loop Now. Brian Miller with a Y. I haven't said that. At Brian, B-R-Y-A-N,
yes,
Miller.
Y.
Comedy.com, at Real Brian Miller. The bastard won't give up Brian Miller yet, will he?
No.
The other one. You need an attorney to help you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's a magician. We got to rub that guy out. We got to get rid of him.
Make him disappear.
Go over a puff of smoke.
Yes, we got to make him disappear.
Business and Leisure attorney Jeff O'Brien is with us. And he brought, thank you so much for bringing in John Kreidler, one of the co-owners of Tattersall, the Tattersall Distillery in Northeast.
It's going to take us a few hours to get through all this.
And holiday hours, because people, they may be looking to go and grab a drink. Are you open Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve?
We're closed Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve.
Okay.
Otherwise, normally.
New Year's Eve?
New Year's Eve as well.
You're not open Christmas and New Year's Day.
No.
No, because it's
closed
a Sunday, and they aren't allowed to be open on Sundays.
Very nice.
Well, twofer.
Then head over today or tomorrow or the next day, to Friday.
Got it.
Thank you so much, John. You were very gracious to bring in drinks for everyone. And, Sam, give them back what you didn't finish. Let somebody else shoot that down. Yes, Kevin.
And then tomorrow for The Loop, we have the Week 16 picks, where we've already pretty much told you we're not picking the Vikings. Friday's The Loop, the 2016 Loopies, where we count down the top 50 newsmakers of the year, finish with a kicker.
Oh,
to give it away, and then
Monday,
I believe Monday is the greatest part of the holiday season is the Loop's Bowl Haikus, where we analyze deeply all the college bowl games.
I can't wait to see the Gopher
total
one.
Total of 17 counts.
Now, 17 counts. Suck, 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 suck.
Rape.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rape will be one of the 16 in the Gopher one, my guess is.
All right, thank you. Thank you to Sam, my little imbibed producer. You okay?
Because
I'm not.
So
I'm going to make you sit here for hours until I know you're sober.
Fine.
I'm going to have the attorney look at you first. All right. Thank you so much to all of you. Thank you to our listeners. Thank you to our sponsors. And we will talk to you tomorrow. And enjoy and have a great remainder of the holiday week too. We will talk to you later. See ya. I just gotta tell you.